I'll give you a tip from long experience about how to get order in a classroom. The way you do it is you start off by saying, the examination. Everybody gets quiet. We have a very good program. Really, it's hard to top what's gone before, but at least it should be as good. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you are. I don't want to make many remarks preliminarily. I've been musing on, as you heard my recitation of Kathy Lutz's statistics, on our standing army, global standing army, in 138 countries. And I just want to read you a couple things about standing armies before we start. One is James Madison, who said that a standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. The means of defense against foreign danger have always been the instruments of tyranny at home. And the second thing is from the State Department, our own State Department, who apparently doesn't like standing armies. Maybe it's a warning to other peoples instead of ourselves. But this is on their own website. Wrenching memories of the old world lingered in the 13 original English colonies along the eastern seaboard of North America, giving rise to deep oppositions to the maintenance of a standing army in time of peace. All too often, the standing armies of Europe were regarded as, at best, a rationale for imposing high taxes, and at worst, a means to control the civilian population and extort its wealth. Thus, the reason that our founders so deeply abhorred standing armies was simple. They loved liberty, and they understood what all too many modern-day Americans unfortunately do not understand, that a standing army is inimical to liberty. So there you have it from our State Department. Now